I'm going to say something really unpopular right now, but it's actually true. Almost every single society has morality being enforced by women. It's usually created by the men, right? Like, for example, a man writes the Quran or the Hadiths. But the actual on-the-ground enforcement, the shame, the stigma, if you do not behave morally, usually it comes from the women. Like, the women are the ones that are pumping the guys up. You know, like, if, for example, you happen to live in a rural village, and a neighbor disrespects the wife, or he disrespects something regarding the household, it's the woman that starts nagging the man, and it's like, oh, so you're just going to sit and take it? It's like, what type of wimp did I marry? Again, like, I grew up in a rural area, and it's pretty much like that. In Muslim nations, it's also women that are the enforcers. Like, if you look at Iran, there was this huge thing where women decided to take off the hijab, and it was other women that were shaming, and they were freaking out about it. Most men that I saw from social media and TikTok videos, even police officers would smirk or they would laugh seeing a woman without a hijab. But the ones that genuinely wanted to know, like, put the hijab back on, bitch, it was other women. I remember waking up one morning, it was like 6 a.m., and I think like a young girl was coming out from clubbing. And I heard from the outside, I didn't see the event, but I heard from the outside an old woman going like, put a rag on those tits, like, have you no shame? And again, like, in almost every single society, right, it's women that are nagging, they're freaking out about morality. Now, obviously, there are some men that do it, but you can look at the UK, you can look at Australia, you can look at the European Union, you can look online. Like, most of the HR, the trust and safety, like, all of the enforcement methods usually attract women. And so this is for the first time that I'm actually seeing men pushing back. I don't think, like, in my entire life I have seen anything like it. Because up until now, men were the ones that did almost everything that women wanted. It's like, manspreading is bad. Okay, we stop manspreading. Hitting on a coworker at the workplace is sexual harassment. Okay, we stop doing that. Catcalling on the street is sexual harassment, should be made illegal. Okay, they made it illegal in the UK. Like, almost everything that women wanted, right, they got. Even revenge pornography. Like, what is revenge pornography? It's a woman with no common sense, incredibly stupid and dumb, that takes pictures of herself naked and then sends it to another person. Like, nobody forces her to do this, right? Like, it's not, your grandmother didn't do this, right? But because that other person can delete the photo, the woman freaked out and created legislation against revenge porn. Like, again, almost all morality up until now came from women. And so the Lindsay Clancy case is something that we notice, which is different. Women were the ones that initially wanted to blame it on the husband. And it's like, well, no, like, he did it. The government got it wrong. You know, the police doesn't know what they're doing. Obviously, women do not kill children. This is the man. When they found out that she confessed that it wasn't the man, then it's like, well, it has to be something else. It's Big Pharma. It's the pharma industry that did this. When they found out that she may not have taken the pills that were prescribed to her, oh, it's hormonal. Like, you don't understand, you know? Like, you think women are hysterical, but sometimes they actually are, and sometimes they kill children. And so the men on the internet wanted to hear nothing of it, right? They basically started doxing women that are supporting Lindsay Clancy. They started breaking up with women that are supporting Lindsay Clancy. They got women that worked in kindergarten or as babysitter fired if they were supporting Lindsay Clancy. And so women are for the first time horrified. Now, it's important to point out, when I say women, I don't mean all women. Like, I'm not talking about your mom. I'm not talking about your daughter. I'm talking about activists. I'm talking about politicians. I'm talking about the type of women that literally have nothing else to do besides sit online 24/7 and doom scroll, right? Those were the women that were horrified. And so now I see them going around and being like, oh, you guys, you better stop this. You better stop this because all this misogyny, oh, the midterms are coming. Oh, you don't know what you're bringing. So, like, these are women that are very concerned about the midterms, right? Probably strong right-wingers, like, they want the Republicans to win. But all of a sudden they're concerned because like this unprecedented level of misogyny is going to actually get Democrats elected. No. In reality, they are gaslighting. Yeah, they're gaslighting because they're freaking the fuck out. And I'm telling you why they're freaking the fuck out. Because in reality, it's not the men versus women thing. Here you have examples that I have seen dozens of women like this. You know, blue check mark, have a strong following, actual influencers that are basically saying, it's like, look, this is not okay, right? So like she is saying, I swear to fucking God, I am at an absolute loss for words over the destruction at work here. I grew up in the 80s and the 90s. I believed in feminism then. All I wanted was the opportunity to become whatever I dreamed of, and I got it. We all did. By the 90s, the sky was the limit. Capable people of any race or sex. The world wasn't perfect, but it was damn near halcyon days for equality of opportunity. The last decade has been not kind to those hard-won gains, but now this minority of absolute psychotic women is going to destroy everything we fought for and won. The worst part, I can't even disagree with those saying that this whole spectacle proves women can't be trusted with positions of power or responsibility. The amount of shame I feel for my gender is horrifying. I know it's not all women or even a majority, but it's apparently more than just a few attention hounds mugging for the camera too. And I genuinely do not understand how we got here, or maybe I do, but again, no need for that long rant. Better to say that I can't believe we're here and I'm heartbroken over it. So you actually have women like finally waking up and they're basically saying, well, these psychos that have constantly, you know, did activism on our behalf are now advocating that, well, killing your kids can sometimes be understandable because big pharma, because men aren't doing a lot for mental health. It's like, ladies, you don't want men to do more than for mental health because we actually have the solution for it. We used to. It's called the mental asylum. Right? So if you're basically saying that postpartum depression can end up burning your kids, then any woman diagnosed with postpartum depression should be placed in a padlock. Right? I mean, come on. But this is basically like saying, oh, well, because some people are violent under the influence of alcohol, then they shouldn't be responsible because they weren't thinking clearly it was the alcohol. Or a guy that's raping a woman can be, well, you know, like maybe he had like too much testosterone in his bloodstream. Right? Like, we're not thinking like this. But because they are like very outspoken and very aggressive and now they're gaslighting and doing every single tactic they can, shows how desperate they are. And literally all they have to do is to say, yeah, what Lindsey Clancy did, beyond the pale. I can't imagine what it would be like if I was young, if I was like 9 year old and my mother did that to me, right? And at the same time, they can also say, well, we should also have a conversation about mental health. And then, like, you can have a conversation about two things at once, right? Like, one person should go to prison, and then we can also sit here and discuss. It's like, okay, big pharma, C-sex given without the need for having them and stuff like that. But they're not doing that, right? Like, they're still trying to play the gender wars when it involves children, and they're horrified that for the first time ever, men are just not going along with it. And they don't care. It's kind of hard to call someone a misogynist. It's like, yeah, you know, children can be women too. Girls, at least, right? So, like, if a mother starts murdering children, like, some of those children can be girls. So, like, how am I a misogynist for defending those girls? If you talk with a person that generally has no value for men, right? But regardless, it is what it is. Very interesting to see. And again, many women like J.S. Jensen are coming out right now. So, it's not really men versus women. In fact, and this is just my experience, but I don't know because I'm in Eastern Europe, so I don't know how it's like with you guys. Every single woman that I know in real life, every single one, so my wife, her sister, her mother, all of the associations in her family and mine, I have asked as much as I could, what do you think about this case? And every single one of them said she should get the chair. Like, there is no ideological poisoning in Eastern Europe, as far as I can see. Like, everyone looking at this, it's a very clear-cut case. Okay. She confessed, kids are dead, end of fucking story. The only conversation that you can now have, you know, it's outside of morality, can be, well, did the police fuck up at convicting her, right? Did the prosecution fuck up at convincing the jury? Because that's also another conversation, right? And then you can try to hold the legal system responsible. Like, how was this possible? A clear-cut case where the person confessed, you're not able to get a conviction, right? But that doesn't mean that morally we have to change our mind on how we feel about the issue. Anyway, let me know what you guys think. And as usual, we'll see each other in the comment section. Peace out.